eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is going to be a very special edition of the State of Recruiting. We will call this the Open Mic episode. And I'm joined by, I don't know, I'll let them come up with the nickname. Maybe they're the Dynamic Duo or the Bash Brothers or whatever it is. I've got Justice Finkley and Derek Brown, two Texas defensive line commits, edge rushers, whatever you guys want to be classified as. And two guys who are breaking the internet on a nightly basis on Instagram Live. So with two of you on here, we're going to have to set an order. So Justice, since you were on the Zoom first, I'll go to you first. Thanks for joining me. And, what can Texas fans be looking forward to over the next week or two as we head to signing day?
No problem for real coming on here, but I think Texas fans can expect, some crazy things going on. Just be patient. You're going to be surprised.
And then I've also got Derek Brown, Texarkana, Texas High edge rusher. Derek has been I think he's the self-proclaimed recruiter of the year. I love the meme that you guys put out, the Photoshop meme. That was fantastic. Derek, what can you say? And this is actually going to go out Thursday, so you can't pub the Instagram Live tonight, maybe. But maybe if you guys are Instagramming into the weekend, you can pub what's going on your Instagram.
All right.
So what can Texas fans look forward to from you?
Honestly, they can look forward to me doing what I've been doing and getting some big-time recruits because, I can't say too much, but Fink know they're coming.
And that's really kind of where I want to start. Justice, we'll start with you. You were always kind of a different case because it's tough. It's tough to see Texas pull a kid out of Alabama, especially with Alabama so close, as good as the Crimson Tide have been at football. It's tough to go up against Nick Saban in any sort of recruitment. But people always said Justice is different because the educational aspect and because Texas could kind of – give him what he needs with the books part of it. And you always said you were looking for that combination of books and ball. Just kind of talk about what went into your decision, how hard that decision was, and why Texas ultimately won out.
The decision was really hard, especially with both of my parents being educators and instilling education, the books part of it my whole life. Having B's wasn't really the standard around this household. So I established wanting to be a surgeon when I was in grade school, and I just wanted to look for a college that could give me that. With Texas having Dell Medical School on campus, I realized that they could give me that. But it was a hard decision between Alabama and Colorado for sure.
Let me ask you, when you were making your decision, did you hear from Derek Brown on why you should commit to Texas?
There was one day all the recruits just hit me up. I didn't answer, but they were blowing my phone up.
Your commitment was pretty secret. I remember that because by the time we had kind of figured out it was going to happen, the sources we talked to normally at Texas were like, look, I'll kill you if this gets out ahead of time. So they kept a pretty good secret. Derek, you committed a little earlier. I'm not going to tell the whole backstory of your recruitment yet, though I will devote a piece of my behind-the-scenes article after the season to the ups and downs of the Derek Brown recruitment and the gray hairs you gave me through the summer. But, man, since your commitment, you've been kind of an outspoken leader in this class. For you, you know, what was it that led you to the decision, and what's kept you committed through them?
Honestly, I believe in the coaches, and I believe, like, what UT can actually do for me. Because I picked UT for one because, like, even if I didn't go for football, I know I would get a great education. And for two, I mean, like, once I got around the players, I started asking them about it because they're gonna be the ones to tell you the truth. I started asking them about how it is. I started asking them, do the coaches care? And stuff like that, they're going to make sure you're good for your own well-being. And they just fed it to me straight. And it was something you could knock down.
When did you decide that you were going to become this focal recruiter? I mean, how much of that is a responsibility do you see to help get guys there to play around you?
Honestly, I knew I wanted to be a recruiter. Probably I was recruiting. Honestly, I was recruiting on my OV.
I heard.
To be honest, I was recruiting on my OV, and then I was recruiting at the pool party. So basically, I really just been, yeah.
It's been from the jump. It's been a tough season, obviously. 5-7, not what Steve Sarkisian wanted. Justice, I talked to your mom a couple of weeks ago, and she gave me, you know, a really great quote on just kind of their belief in the future of the staff and all those sorts of things. I'll start with you again. What is it that kind of makes you so confident in the future? Tell us about your relationship with this coaching staff and, you know, why you guys are so firmly committed here.
With the coaching staff, I have a great relationship with them. It's not hard trying to text them or get on the phone with them if I ever need something. I know I could just call at a moment's notice. I think Sark is a real family guy, wanting to build relationships with everybody type guy. And I think that's what makes them very fond among players and recruits. Me being so confident in the future of this program is setting an example, bringing dudes on that want to be a part of the change of culture. Dudes just want to come in with dominance on their mind.
Derek, same question for you, you know, and I guess too, and Justice, I can go back to you after Derek answers this, but when you guys are talking to other recruits, what's kind of the message you give them? I mean, I'm sure some guys say, well, you know, the team wasn't very good this year. They lost some games they shouldn't have. They lost to Kansas. What's the message you guys give them as reasons they should join you?
You want to go first, Pete?
You can go first.
Yeah, go ahead, Derek.
Honestly, the message I give them is, I mean, why not come somewhere where you're going to be a part of a change? That way your name can go down in history for being a part of something. I mean, and we building something over here. If you don't see that, then I don't know where I'm wrong.
All right, Vic?
You see, like, the reasons why we lost those games. A change is coming for sure. You see what we're building. We're trying to get all these dudes to hop on board and be a part of it. Honestly, why not Texas?
So both of you guys are going to play somewhere in the front seven. Derek, move around a few different plus spots. Justice, you can move around a few different spots. Derek, I know you were recruited mostly by like Coach Choate and PK and those guys. Justice, how involved was Bo Davis with your recruitment?
I kind of say he was half and half. I think he kicked it off for sure and got my name out to the rest of the coaching staff. But then after that, PK and Sark kind of took over, and then now he's just coming in late with checking up a couple days.
Okay. So that leads me into my next thing here. One of the bigger storylines of the year was the Bo Davis video that leaked out on the bus after the Iowa State game. It was fascinating because I got a lot of people asking me, what do recruits think about this? So you guys are recruits. Justice, I'll ask you first. What do you think about something like that? And is that like a coaching style that I mean, do you agree with it? Is it, you know, how did you take it when you first saw it?
When I first saw it, I had tweeted out something about it. I said, you know, coaches like that are going to want to see you succeed and be harsh on you like that, but do it out of nothing but love. And I'm all for it. I take a whole coaching staff like that because they're going to make sure I succeed at the end of the day.
And then what about you, Derek?
Honestly, when I heard that video, it made me want to run through a wall. Cause I know if he's talking like that, he actually wants better for you in the team. He actually for the team. And plus when he said he got whooped out there, he wasn't playing, but he felt like he got beat. And that's what I like about him. I mean,
and not only that, just it shows you he's passionate about the program.
Yeah. Let's have a little bit of fun. First of all, I want to know a little more about you guys. Justice, outside of wanting to be a surgeon and, you know, football, what is it you like to do off the field? What really gets you going when you're not playing football?
I like to play games with my friends. So, like, Mortal Kombat. I like to beat them around in that, and then I get beat around in Madden. I'm not really good at Madden, so.
Is this? I'm guessing. You guys are young. I'm old. I remember like original Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis. That's what I played growing up. I'm guessing this is a newer Mortal Kombat on Xbox or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Derek, what about you? What do you do off the field?
Sometimes I just hang with friends, but I ain't gonna count. Most of the time, I'd be on Fortnite.
Is Fortnite still hot? Like 2 years ago, we were doing this podcast and everybody was talking about Fortnite. And now I feel like I don't hear about it anymore. It's always Call of Duty now. But is Fortnite still like a deal? Do people still play?
Yes. I'm a try hard.
I don't like Fortnite. I hate it.
I tried to play it once. I downloaded it. I was like, let's see what the kids are talking about. I did like 5 seconds of it, and I was like, this is not for me. So
you can't build or shoot then.
What? I had no clue what to do. I was just, I'm going to go back to playing 2K or something. Tell us a little bit about you guys have gotten to know the rest of the class via text messaging. Is there outside of maybe Derek, I guess, could be this, but is there a class clown in the group? Is there a dude that's really funny that maybe we don't know of? Or, you know, is there anything surprising about any of the other guys you found out?
Me? I'm funny.
To me, Travell kind of funny because he don't even have to do anything. Just
things. Yeah, like just acts. Travell. I mean, yeah, like
Travell being Travell.
I could just look at Travell and start laughing.
I kind of know what you mean. So I live in Fort Worth. I live very close to Arlington Martin, and I've known Travell for a while. So I kind of know what you mean. What about Malik Murphy? Have you guys got to talk to him a lot? What are your thoughts on him?
Oh, he's funny. He's funny for real. I talked to him for the first time last night on the live. I didn't expect him to be funny like that. I thought he was gonna be all business.
Me too. But I mean, he cool for sure.
What about the coaches? Any of the coaches that you maybe had an idea they were one way and they surprised you by being another way when you met them?
Honestly, Coach Stark, Coach B. Harris, he B. funny. Harris. Now he called me nephew every time he see me. That's my dog though. He funny for sure.
What about you, Fick?
I say B. Harris. I thought he was going to be business too, but he's really like a people person and just a fun person among the recruits.
He's got to walk that line, right, of like being business, but also being kind of like the relationship guy for you. And that's kind of his role. What do you think it is that's made him successful so far?
I think just building relationships, leveling on the basis with the recruits, understanding what they're going through, understanding what they're looking for in the school.
Thanks.
Anything else to add there, Derek?
Well, basically what he said, I mean, because I know before I committed, he was always hitting me up. I mean, he was the one always texting me, really. It was a couple other coaches, but he was the one I was like more than likely to get a text from on the daily.
All right, let's end this off by, like, we're going to go back and do, like kind of a quick round on your recruitment and, like, maybe looking back on it. So I'll start. We'll go Justice and then Derek. I'll just ask you a few questions. If you could go back and do it again, is there anything, like, not necessarily change where you pick or anything, like, but is there anything you do different or approach different?
Probably take more visits. I didn't take a ton of visits. I only took a few, maybe like Tennessee, Alabama, and then, of course, my official visit.
Derek?
Maybe the same thing. I wouldn't change my decision, but I'd just go back and take all my officials because I still had two more. That's about it. And Justin, we live again. I just got somebody else.
Who? Oh, you know what?
Yeah. I'm going to hit you.
Let's talk. Social media can be crazy. The fans can go crazy. You can say Texas if it's Texas. Is there a fan base out there that you were like, man, I didn't know they were this wild when you guys were going through it?
Low-key Texas. I did not think they were like this until we started, you know, trying to bring everybody on board, especially after yesterday. Everybody was going crazy.
I'm not going to cap. Like, they've been going crazy because I always interact with, like, Twitter and stuff like that. But yesterday?
It was different.
Oh, my God. Like, yesterday and today, my Twitter has been nonstop. My Instagram has been nonstop. I done gained 1,000 followers in less than 24 hours.
It's to the point where we got people downloading Instagram just to come see the lives. Old heads.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I was driving home yesterday from Missouri where like my in-laws were, and I had like a 6-hour drive home when the Instagram started popping up. So I was just driving and like kind of watching them as best I could while driving down the highway just to see what was going on. So you guys had me in too. Maybe one day, Derek, I'm going to hit that. I always see that request to join button at the bottom. Maybe I'm going to hit that one day and I'll hop in on the live.
All right. I do.
What about, I'm always interested in this. Food on like an official visit. Where's the best place you ate? Or it could be unofficial too, but what's the best meal you had on a visit?
Ooh, I think mine was Terry Blank's barbecue.
That's funny because we're doing this as a non-video podcast. Hold on, but I'm going to show you the Terry Blank's hat right there.
Yeah, good plan.
Did they take you there on the official or was that on an unofficial?
It was my official. They brought it to us. Like when we was walking around the campus, it was part of the like lunchtime.
What about you, Justice?
I think the nicest place was this nice steakhouse we went out to in Palo Alto on my official to Stanford.
Yeah. Did you get the big tomahawk with the bone sticking out of it and all that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the move right there. All right. I appreciate you guys for joining me. We're going to do this for our listeners. We're going to do this once a week. I'll have some, I guess you see what happens is here's how this all started. I was watching you two last night and I thought these guys would be good to get on the podcast. And so I reached out to Derek and Justice individually. I was going to do individual interviews with you guys. And then you two found out and were like, can we just do this together? And so I was like, okay. Well, I guess y'all told the group because I've had several other commits reach out and say, when do I get to be on the podcast? So we're going to have some more guys. I think Connor Robertson will join us maybe next week. I think Cole Hudson will probably be in the mix. Malik is a veteran of this podcast. He's been on it twice. So might get Malik back after his chase for a state title is done. So we're going to have a lot of fun doing that type of stuff. Guys, I appreciate you for taking the time out of your evening and talking to the fans. And I guess before we sign off, I'll leave you with one thing. What message do you guys have for the Texas fans?
Be patient.
Okay. You're a trust the process type of guy.
Trust the process.
Okay. What about you, Derek?
Signing day going to be crazy.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.